World Falls from the brand new album from Indigo Girls, Nomads, Indians, and Saints here on Mixed Bag at 102.7 WNEW-FM. I'm Jim Monahan. My guests are Indigo Girls. Amy and Emily have stopped by this morning. I find it interesting that the two of you don't write together, and yet, in writing separately, seems to be a singular vision. How does that happen?
Well, we arrange everything together. And the reason why we don't write together is because our influences are different, and our language is different, our vocabulary is different, and the way that we might approach the same, like if we had one topic to write about, you know, someone said, write a song about this, and Amy and I each wrote the song about that one thing, I'm sure it would be like from different perspectives, you know, Amy might start with one side and work to another and vice versa and things like that. So that's why we don't write together. But we arrange together and we enjoy each other's material and we understand what the other one's thinking is about. And so it makes it pretty easy to have the same kind of vision in the long run.
Have you ever tried to write together?
Yeah, it was awful.
Well, we tried once. It was really bad. It was, all we did was just rip off a bunch of lines from Bob Dylan's song.
Stuck them all together. That was several years ago, though.
Have you ever taken the same topic and intentionally sat down and said, all right, you write a song about this topic and I will write a song about this topic and see what happens?
We've never tried that, actually.
But we write about, you know, some of the same things. Like, for instance, if we each wrote a love song, I imagine that Amy's would come out starting, you know, sounding a lot more darker, a lot more, you know, images like fire and things like that are like sensual, passionate, darker images, and mine would be more narrative, storytelling type thing, mm-hmm. I would imagine. So those are differences like that make it impossible to write together, but we can appreciate those things.
From the new album, what's your favorite song of Amy's?
Oh, man. I like them all.
And you're on the spot.
I like them all. I like the way Hand Me Downs came out. I really like that. I like 1, 2, 3 because of the band behind it, too, and the way that came out, and the mixture of electric and acoustic on that song. I can't pick a favorite.
How about you? Can you pick a favorite of Emily's that's on here?
I mean, lyrically, The Girl with the Way of the World is a really strong one for me.
Yeah.
But, and for production, Watershed is strong. But, I would probably say Watershed. I mean, if I had to pick one that, if you think of everything involved in the song, you know, but I like each one for a different reason, so, and I change my mind every month.
I forgot about Pushing the Needle. I like that one, too.
Okay. I'll tell you what, since it's December, why don't we start with 1, 2, 3, and then we'll go into The Girl with the Weight of the World in Your Hands.
That's
brand new
from
Indigo Girls here on Mixed Bag this Sunday morning at 102.7 WNEW-FM.